if you've seen the movie Inside Out, the Pixar animated film, it's a very clear example of how the human mind works. You got to have all of these emotions to make you whole. And you can have a happy and a sad thought in the same moment. Totally fine. It just means that you're more, you're being more mindful of where you are and where you're putting your energy into.
Namaste, beautiful souls. I'm Shilpa, and you're tuned into the Omni Mindfulness Podcast, a sanctuary for spiritual entrepreneurs. As a holistic mindfulness coach and social marketing strategist, I'm here to guide you on a transformative journey. On this show, we explore captivating stories and provide practical tools that deepen your connection with your authentic self. Through the personal and professional narratives of remarkable individuals, we expand our consciousness and ignite the spark of possibility. Each season, I curate content that empowers you to create a holistic lifestyle encompassing spirituality, mindfulness, energy awareness, and mindset. Join me as we engage in conversations with experts in their respective fields and share solo casts from yours truly, all aimed at supporting you and relaxing, revitalizing, resetting your body, mind, and spirit. I'm your host and the visionary behind Omni Mindfulness. So what if just one story had the power to shift the trajectory of your life? What if you could become an instrument in helping others realize their true selves? And what if your soul's higher purpose lies in experiencing the joy of Omni Mindfulness? Remember, it's never too late to rewrite your story. Welcome to Season 8 of the Omni Mindfulness Podcast. During this exciting season, we delve deep into the power of mindset. In October, join us as we explore Happy Mind. Is happiness an inside-out job? We'll explore the concept of happiness from various perspectives, ranging from DNA and brain health to mindfulness practices. Moving into November, it's all about conscious connections. Loneliness can be an epidemic, especially during the holidays. Let's understand the art of forming meaningful connections. And in December, we wrap up 2023 with the theme Embodied Awareness. Discover how to connect your body, mind, and spirit for a holistic approach to life. Stay tuned for thought-provoking conversations, expert insights, and transformative stories. It's a season you won't want to miss. Meet my next returning guest, Junaid Ahmed, a multifaceted podcaster and entrepreneur navigating the realms of personal and professional life with his steadfast belief in the transformative power of mindset. Anchoring his ventures from home studio mastery to the Hacks and Hobbies podcast, Junaid intertwines his technical acumen with an unwavering belief that a nurtured mindset is the keystone of innovation and success. His journey is not just about discovering passions, but also about sculpting a mental framework that turns obstacles into opportunities. Forging paths with passion seamlessly melds with profit. And now, here is Junaid.
Topic of mindset now.
Okay.
I am excited to have you share, go deeper into this concept, what I call the happy mind.
Okay.
And there are various schools of thought. Some people come at it from a more clinical perspective, saying it could be about your genetics and your DNA. Others might say it's really something that you create through habit and neuroplasticity. Mm. I would love to hear it from the perspective of someone who has created something that I feel is a pure reflection of their passion and purpose, leading now to continuous growth.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you are in this space of home studio and helping others who are also entrepreneurs, How does mindset play a role? And what can you say about that in your day-to-day life?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now I mentioned in the past that I was introduced to Tony Robbins a few years ago. The thing that he talks about was personal power. Why is he focusing on personal power? And this is a business motivation. Because every single business involves a person inside it. A business is created by a person. So the mindset is the monumental point on that is going to enable you to get to that next level. Clearing and having a clean or open mindset is going to help you a lot more to grow than anything else. So I don't know if that makes sense.
But it makes sense. Because when you talked about the beekeeping in the last episode, in part one, in the passion and purpose one, you talked about how when you recognize your son having the need for having, overcoming the allergy issues and needing the right local bees, that required a growth mindset that you had just enough knowledge, but now you had to push through and learn something new.
Yes. And I think it would not have been possible if I didn't take advice and take action. So one thing is you can have a positive mindset. You can have a good mindset around something and keep learning and learning and learning. But you're only going to go as far as the people that are around you. What do I mean by that? So in 2017, for six months, I watched a ton of beekeeping videos on YouTube. But the last video I watched was this gentleman saying, he's a master beekeeper. He said, hey, if you really want to become a beekeeper, you need to go join a local beekeepers association. It's like, what? A local beekeepers association? Of course. So I typed in the search engine, Virginia local beekeepers. And it just so happened that the next week on a Thursday evening, they were having a meetup. So like, I'm going to go visit. It was like 40 miles away or 30 miles away. It took me 40 minutes. I visited with them, listened to the people that were talking. And then I talked to the organizer and she's like, you know what? There's another beekeepers meetup very close to where you are. I'm like, oh, perfect. So the week after I went to that one and they mentioned, hey, we're doing a beekeeping class in January or February. You want to join? And then, you know, we'll teach you how to become a beekeeper. I was like, yes, absolutely. So when you're around people who are experts in this space or who are actively pursuing this, you will find the motivation. You will find the support needed for you to be able to achieve that thing that you're looking to achieve.
No. That's so true. I think that even having masterminds like you and I belong to a common mastermind, that is driven by this desire of for entrepreneurships who want to learn how to make passive income. Well, these things don't just come to you through osmosis.
No, it doesn't. You have to actively go and look for the information. You have to actively go and find the people who are going to be your cheerleaders.
Yes. Yes. And the more you continually grow through that growth mindset, I think you start connecting through like the N degrees of separation through those people who will know the right people and your thing. It's not just about what you know, but the people you know.
That's so true. Absolutely. And the more people that you're around, the more energy flow and energy exchange you're going to have happen as well.
Now, speaking about mindset as it relates to happiness, can you describe the evolution of how your mind may have at some point experienced the not so happy states? and how you've been able to overcome that, because happy mind might be a misnomer. As far as I can tell, not all of us can always be in that state of conditioning where we feel happy. So it might be a more internal thing. Maybe you could speak to that.
Absolutely. So one thing that I've realized over time, and you probably realize, is you can't be in one state unless you're dead. Now, if you look at the sound waves, there's up and down. If you feel your heartbeat, there's up and down. There's always a cycle. There's always the day and the night. So a state of happy mindset means that you're capable of looking at the bright side of things and learning from the dark side. Now, yes, I do feel depression, or not just depression, but I feel down moments, because it's impossible to stay, you know, in one state. So you need the other side of the contrasting experience to appreciate a happy mindset. Now, I recently watched, you know, you can pretend to be happy, but that's going to then start to affect your overall mindset. It's going to affect your overall behavior around things. We recently came to a close of season 3 for Ted Lasso. I don't know if anybody's on this show has seen Ted Lasso. If you haven't, please go watch it. I'm not going to say anything about it, but there's a ton of moments in there that have a teachable moment. If you've seen the movie Inside Out, a Pixar animated film, it's a very clear example of how the human mind works. You got to have all of these emotions to make you whole. And you can have a happy and a sad thought in the same moment, totally fine. It just means that you're being more mindful of where you are and where you're putting your energy into.
I like the way you described that. When I meditate, my approach is that of someone who is observing. So let's say you are sitting on a rock near a river. You see the leaves floating through. Am I going to say, I am the leaf, I need to jump into the water and go grab the leaf because that's the leaf that I am? Or am I an observer of the leaf, and the leaf are the different conditional emotions and thoughts?
Yeah. And
not to say that you are completely detached all the time, but at least having the ability to mindfully recognize those and understanding their place in your life. So
yeah,
I suppose that, again, tying back to entrepreneurship, there'll be different emotions that you feel at different points.
That's true. And those emotions are very important. You just have to make sure that you note the emotion, and having a goal set, or having a mind, or having defined goals for every month or every 90 days is also something that's going to help you stay on track. So just like when a plane takes off from LA to go to New York, it's not always going to be pointing in New York. It's going to be pointing in different directions. But throughout the course, they keep correcting the course to make sure that they land at the right airport. So just like that, you want to make sure that you have a plan in place that helps you guide, you know, that helps you get to that target point that you're trying to reach.
Yes. And working backwards, because again, going back to mindset, having the ability to say, I've set these goals for myself. And then you're also training your brain through neuroplasticity.
Yes.
Saying, this goes back to, are you training your brain to be happy? Well, perhaps you are, because you've set the goals. You're becoming detached to some level, recognizing the myriad of emotions that come with achieving goals or experiencing challenges, which, by the way, Junaid, I don't know about you, but we all have some challenges, right?
Absolutely, we do. And one thing that I just remembered was why are we focusing on a happy mindset? Right? Because it requires energy.
Yes.
Right? To be not happy is by default. That's the default state, to not be happy. Right? So you have to effectively focus on being happy, or not just being happy, but in a positive mindset. Because by default, if you take away any types of electricity, the first thing that goes out is the light. So darkness is by default, right? If there's no light, it's default darkness. So the energy that we have, that we bring, brings the light in. So instead of focusing on the darkness, you can probably focus on the lightness.
And I'm so glad you've brought this up, because at different points when I've brought up this topic for this month for Happy Mind, there have been different reactions. Some of them are like, well, you can't just be happy mind. You can't force people to be happy. But it's really about energy. It's about how do you want to conscientiously, proactively channel the energy, and recognizing that at any one point, something can go awry. I was just talking to you a couple hours ago, or maybe less, saying while we were on a call, I said, oh, my dad just texted me saying he has COVID. You know? And so, but you need to continually channel that energy to maintain the ability to complete the goals you've set for the day.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, we all would like to just say, okay, well, end of the day is over, something bad's happened. But
no, that's so true. And based on how many seconds we have per day, right? 8,400 seconds. And if somebody says, okay, somebody gave you $8,000, and you know, 10 of those dollars is not good, are you going to throw away the rest of the $8,000? Like, no. So take the entire day as the same thing. If something happens in that 10 second moment, are you going to waste that entire day just thinking about what happened wrong? No, you're going to be a goldfish and forget about what happened and focus on what you can do to change the narrative.
So that does bring us back to the energy concept, though. You were saying that you are going to be aware mindfully of the goals that you've set, recognizing things will go awry, then being the goldfish, trying to keep your attention to what is at hand, focus.
Yeah.
And I believe a lot of what you've talked about to create this dream come true for you is that you had single-minded focus.
Yes, I like to think so.
Yeah.
That I had a single-minded focus, but yes.
Yeah. So as an entrepreneur, I hope that those who are listening to this realize that the happy mind is really a prescription, or perhaps a framework around how to approach your entrepreneurship.
100%.
Now, it's fun to put you on the spot, Junaid, and you deal with it really well. coming full circle on the concept from our last podcast on mindfulness, passion, purpose, and now on happy mind and entrepreneurship. What are the three things that just come to your gut reaction for those who are maybe they're emotionally struggling. They're experiencing the dark days of coming through that journey to see what is on the other end as an entrepreneur. What could you offer to them?
Well, one thing you want to do is I'll give you a very simple example. Let's say you have a plate of food. You finish your food. What do you do with that plate? Oh no, this plate is so dirty. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this dirty plate. What do? Well, we put it under clean water. And what that clean water does, it washes the plate right out. So take your mind as the same thing. You need to put as much good stuff as you can in that mind of yours for it to start recovering and healing. So listening to good content, listening to good books, listening to good stuff is going to help you get out of that slump. Number two thing you want to do is reach out to your people, reach out to your friends, reach out to people in the same space. Maybe you're part of a community, maybe you're part of a group, a mastermind, or whatever it is, reach out to other people and tell them, hey, this is how I am feeling. Can somebody help? And the third thing that you can do is create a video of your emotion and just let it out. Just let all of it out, because when you let it all out, guess what? You're creating space for new stuff for your mind. So you got to empty that cup. You got to clean that up cup. You got to flush it out. It's all going to happen only if you take action in that way, because we can live in darkness and sadness forever if we don't pay attention to our mindset.
That is wonderful. It maps really well, those three points you just made, to what I call the relax, revitalize, and reset. So every day I start off my day with what I call the orchestra of mindfulness practices. It's not just one, it's a multitude of things. So like you were saying in the beginning, you start off your day, you could be doing multiple things. Maybe it's a short meditation. It could be a mantra that's a positive affirmation. Then you lead it to perhaps a conversation with a friend or spouse or someone who resonates with your value system, who's always there to encourage and also there to be honest with you. And the third one that you mentioned also has worked really well. I may not do it on video and express my vulnerability on video, but even on journaling and just putting it on paper, you've now emptied that space and released that. And I call it the reset button. You've allowed yourself to reset.
100%. No, that's beautifully said. I like the three R's and the alliteration.
Alliterations, yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Junaid. I have in the show notes, we'll have in the show notes how people can reach out to you. You are a wealth of knowledge, not only about home studio design, user experience, beekeeping, perhaps even. And one of the coolest parts is that you are a mindset and mindfulness practitioner to the T. You do it and you walk the walk.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. This was a ton of fun. And I love going in deep conversations about the mindset, the mindfulness, and how you can use technology to level up your space and your identity.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Junaid, and I hope you come back in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you, Shelpa.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in, sweet soul. If you've enjoyed this episode, I would be so grateful for your kind review on Apple Podcast. Simply click on the link in the show notes to leave your lovely feedback and uplift our spirits. Your support means the world to me and helps our show thrive. So please show me your love and continue to practice Omni Mindfulness.